this is just a quick one from me checking in on you all. Yes, so the coronavirus is taking over all of our lives. You know, everyone's going crazy, but you know, as per, people aren't taking it as seriously as we think they should, especially not for my liking. Anyway, I'm recording this as well as a video to check in on everyone because this is getting real. So here are a few questions I'd like you to answer, whether it be in your journal, in a voice note, or to yourself, or even to someone that you're self-isolating with in your household or WhatsApp groups or more, or wherever that you speak. A large highlight given from this global pandemic is connection and how disconnected we really were. And that is such an important aspect of human life. And we really figure out and have seen how important connection is to each and every one of us. So many people have been reaching out to one another. I've been seeing so many amazing content creators doing their Instagram lives, speaking to one another, doing amazing spoken word competitions, doing so many different things and just talking and laughing and trying to make the most out of this situation. So for me, I think it's time for us to have an internal check-in now too. We are being cooped up here on this. We are being cooped up here in the house. You know, we're not used to being here often. Someone like me, I've spent a lot of time at home and I spent a lot of time interrogating myself and actually speaking to myself and trying to figure out exactly what is going on with myself. But not everybody has that privilege or time or wants to have to do that. So I know it's going to be super tricky for a lot of people, but the next few writing prompts and few prompts for journals is something that I'm just going to give as a suggestion, because I think that it just might help to do a bit of self-reflection, a bit of internal work while we're navigating what's happening with what's going on. You know, in my YouTube video, I talked about information overload, and so many people are just being succumbed with so much stuff, so many policies, so many government initiatives, so many things are happening, so many stats. I think that it's imperative that we sit down and like start to look at who we are and what we're doing in this space. I personally do this in my journal every morning, but it's really up to you. But I would like you to ask yourself the following. How am I feeling about being self-isolated? Are you anxious? Are you excited? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you angry? Are you frustrated? Get it all down. Write out where you're at. Work out where you're at by here at this point. You know, so many people have mixed feelings about this self-isolation stuff. It gave a flurry of excitement in the initial phases, but also make sure that you're being accurate and just saying, look, I feel frustrated because I can't X, Y, and Z. I feel happy because I can't X, Y, and Z. Try to figure out where you're at and allow yourself to fully feel where you're, what you're doing and the present space that you're in. Second thing I wanted to say was have a look at what do I want this time of isolation to reveal to me. Have a question about figuring out what you want to see. Is there something that should have been asked of you? Were you somebody who was ignoring something and you're looking for something to reveal to you? Were you trying to figure out what to do next? Were you questioning and dithering over that relationship? Like literally have those questions and start to figure out what you want this time to reveal to you, especially in the realm of career, relationships, everything else, and have a think about what that looks like to you. What version of myself can I envisage becoming after this period? Do you need to be going on a course? Do you need to be doing more with your family? Do you need to be thinking a bit differently about your career? Do you need to be thinking about differently about the relationship? Who are you molding yourself into becoming once this period is over? Have a think about that. How can I best serve myself and others at this time? Are you somebody that's always busy and then never gives himself a rest? Are you hard on yourself like I can be with myself? Are you constantly on the clock? Do you speak negatively about yourself? Are you someone that needs rest? Are you someone that needs to do more? Do you need to be proactive in your qualification? Do you need to be proactive in certain things? Have a think about those. Like, how can you best serve yourself? Like, what is it that you've needed over this time, but it's not been given to you, or you've not been able to take, or you've not felt like you've had the space to do it, you've not had the opportunity to talk about it? What can you do to best serve yourself at this time? And then also look at others. Like, how can you help your parents? How can you help your neighbor? How can you help your friends? How can you do that? Like, figure out what that looks like for you. And I know I've got friends who are volunteering. I've got friends who are looking to start working in emergency support and all these different things. Like, how can you figure out what service you're going to bring to this moment? Who do I need to check in on that you haven't checked in a while? Who do you need to check in on that you haven't checked in a while? That's important. I'm even thinking to myself, the amount of people that I haven't spoken to in ages, and this is the moment that I'm thinking about speaking to them. I'm like, I haven't had the time, I haven't had the space, or I haven't created the time or the space to do it. So who do I need to connect with? Who do I need to give a call? Who do I need to shout out on WhatsApp? Who do I need to, you know, drop an email to? Who am I trying to connect back with, and who do I need to check in on? So those are the questions. And then there's this last call to action, and say, list 10 things that you are grateful about this isolation time. And the kind of things that you've experienced day to day, you can do it daily, you can do it weekly. But please do it. We can get so caught up in our heads and in a rut because we are thinking about ourselves. We're like, oh my God, I'm stuck here. When it could actually be, it could be an interaction you had online. It could be an interaction that you had with your family member. It could be something positive. Try and find the things that you're grateful for in that day, grateful for in that week, and what that looks like to you, and how you can kind of change the perspective, change the experience. We all have the power to change the experiences that we have. So I'd say, take the time to do that. That's how am I feeling about being self-isolated? What do I want this time of isolation to reveal to me? What version of myself can I envisage becoming after this period? How can I best serve myself and others at this time? Who do I need to check in on that I haven't checked in a while? And the list of 10 things that you're grateful for in this time of isolation. So for me, that's it, especially for this week. I'll check in again to follow up with my own reflections, because again, as I said, I do this stuff. I'm not just telling you what to do. I sit there and I do this stuff and I think about it. And anyone that knows me, any of my friends that you are, will tell you that I'm here consistently interrogating my internal. So I do this stuff, and of course I'll share some stuff with you guys. I'll probably put it out on YouTube or do some other stuff with this. Please, of course, feel free to connect with me and contact me, message me on Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter, and with any queries or questions about this check-in, and I would love to hear from you. So guys, that's enough for me. Take it easy, and please take some time to talk in this period, and take some time for some self-reflection. Guys, it is imperative. I'm wearing my hat because the barber is not here, and I need to learn how to cut my own hair. So this is my reality right about now. I need to figure out how I'm going to deal with that. But until then, stay blessed. Stay connected, and listen, I'm here. So just message me, drop me a message, drop me a note, interact on the page, whack your details in the comments, and just, you know, connect with the wider community that is in Instagram, on YouTube, or wherever. So please, guys, have a great week. I look forward to connecting with you all.